Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode on our Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Thank you all to our returning listeners who keep tuning into this podcast every week. I created this podcast because I love to share my knowledge, years of training, and experience with you all. You will notice that my podcast episodes are usually short and sweet because that's the way that I love to listen to podcasts. Podcasts are great to listen to during the drive to work, when you're getting ready in the morning, or when you have a little bit of downtime. For me, I always think about how busy we all are in our day-to-day lives, and that's why I decided I wanted to try and keep my podcast episodes short and make them easily accessible for you all. The only objections to this rule are when I have guests who come on my podcast who share a huge amount of knowledge and information with us. However, today is also an exception to this rule because there is so much that I want to talk about with you all regarding special education interviews and questions that may be asked. So this episode is a little longer than my usual ones, but it's definitely worth tuning in and listening to all of it, especially if you have an upcoming interview that you really want to prepare for and ensure you rock it and get the job that you want. Today is an episode that I have been wanting to record for a little while now. On my Instagram in particular, I get a lot of direct messages from teachers who ask for advice about upcoming interviews. What questions will the panel ask me? What should I talk about? What are they looking to hear from me? And these are all great questions to ask. Interviews can be really scary. Whether it's your first ever interview or it's your 50th interview, I don't really think that anyone is ever fully comfortable with the interview process, and it can make you feel really nervous. So today I'm going to talk all about teacher interview questions and what you should share with the interview panel. My biggest tip before we start is just always be prepared for the interview. Don't forget about it, push it to the back of your mind, and then panic the night before. Get organized from the moment you submit the application form. Even if you haven't been told you'll get an interview yet, getting yourself into the mindset and preparing yourself well in advance will help you to feel more at ease when it comes around to the actual interview. Now, before we start, I just wanted to add a quick note that questions in interviews can vary in different interviews, schools, and countries all around the world. I have tried to discuss as many possible questions that usually come up and give you advice. Not all of these questions will be used in your interview. However, I'm hoping that providing you with types of answers and information, you'll be able to use this knowledge to adapt to answering questions that you maybe didn't expect to come up. So first, the best way to be prepared for your upcoming interview is to read through the job description that you applied for, as well as finding out information about the school. And you can find this by visiting their website. So the job description will give you an insight into what type of person they're looking for this role. Then move on to doing your research on the school. So check out their website, their social media accounts, get a picture of who the school is, what are they about, what's their motto, and how do they like to support their students and be presented in the community. All of these things will help you to talk more about the school and make it a more personal experience during the interview. This will also show your interview panel that you have spent time looking into their school and just how interested you are. Next, I always encourage people to spend time going over all the different acronyms within the special education field. So in this field, we are all always using acronyms on a day-to-day basis. And if your interview panel use an acronym, you want to make sure you know what they're talking about. You don't want to have to ask, what does that stand for? What does that mean? By knowing what the different acronyms are, the interview panel will know you're serious and what you're talking about and you spend time researching into your field. Using acronyms are a great way to make yourself look more experienced and knowledgeable. You may be asked about a range of different disabilities. They'll want to find out what your experience is with different disabilities. How would you approach different disabilities? And what would you do if you had a student in your classroom who was diagnosed with something that you have never heard of or you have no experience of? And finally, one of the most common questions is how would you differentiate your teaching to suit different disabilities? This can be for work activities or communication or anything that goes on a day-to-day basis in your classroom. To find out about different disabilities, you can ask other teachers in your school. I am a huge advocate of speaking and learning from other teachers in your field. You can head over to Facebook support groups and find one that fits your niche. And in there, ask them if they have any experience with this diagnosis and if there's anything you can be doing to help ensure your student will have the best possible time in your classroom. You can also join up to our monthly membership site, and we actually have a whole category that's devoted to different disabilities that you may encounter, and there's little information cheat sheets to give you all the relevant information you need about the different diagnoses you may come across. Now, talking all about students is great, but you will also be asked about staff. In our field, we need to work with other members of staff on a very close level, so it's really important to establish professional and positive relationships to work as a team. Regarding staffing, you may be asked, how do you build relationships with staff members? Or how well do you think you work as a team? What about if there was a situation that arose with staff members in your classroom, a conflict? How would you work to resolve this? These can all be really tricky questions if you haven't prepared in advance, because you want to make sure that you're giving the best possible answers to show yourself in the best light. Talk about why you think it's important to have positive and professional relationships with your team of staff. What ways do you like to work as a team? How do you use your staff members for different duties, trusting them and giving them areas of responsibility to show them that you trust and believe in them? Talk about ways that you use to build relationships with the staff in your classroom. Do you have icebreakers at the start of the year? Do you show your staff how you appreciate them? Do you treat everyone fairly? And finally, conflict. Working in this field can mean that sometimes we find ourselves in stressful situations, especially if you have a very physical classroom. Sometimes the stressfulness can affect how we are and the way that we act towards each other. This could end up in a very conflicting situation, and this can make or break a team. A panel will be intrigued to find out how you would manage conflict and the ways that you would approach this in order to continue to support your team and keep it as a successful and positive one. So this could be sitting down after a conflict has arisen and everyone talking it out, having an open policy where you all agree to talk to each other about anything that's bothering you. This can help to nip things in the bud straight away, rather than letting them escalate and escalate until someone blows. This is also the perfect time of the interview to talk about collaboration. Collaboration is key for every teacher. Talk about your favourite ways to collaborate with others, and what you think the benefits of collaborating with other teachers are. And this isn't just with other teachers, it's with assistants, therapists, and outside agencies too. Draw on personal experience. When have you collaborated with others in a positive and professional way? It is great to draw on personal experiences as much as possible, even with every question that you get asked. This will share just how experienced you are, and it will also show the interview panel that you don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk too. Another common question that you may get asked is, what do you think makes a great special education teacher? And this gives you the chance to ensure you're using all those keywords that interview panels are listening out for. And one of the best answers for this is differentiated instruction. Every classroom that you work in is always going to have students with different needs and abilities. So differentiation is vital to ensure that you're meeting the needs of your students. Here is your opportunity to talk about how you differentiate your teaching material and style to suit the students in your classroom. Talk about materials and resources you will use, communication aids, the training, and so much more. And this may lead on to you being asked about the work and resources that you use with your students. What type of material do you like to use? Is it just one type, or do you mix it up? Do you use paper resources and digital resources? If so, talk about this. Share about your experience and knowledge of different types of resources and the benefits that these have for your students, especially when it helps to keep them engaged by providing a wide variety of different activities. They may ask you about the curriculums that you have experience with and what your dream curriculum is, as well as what your experience is with different types of activities like digital resources and assistive technology. Again, how do you adapt and differentiate these for your students? In regards to communication, do you know and use sign language? What about picture exchange systems? Do you provide visual support instructions to help your students? In this section, they may also ask you about lesson planning. What type of lesson plan do you use? Are you planning short and long term for your lessons? do you plan on a daily basis? Is it digitally recorded or do you like to plan on paper? What things do you include on your lesson plan? They may even ask you what your thoughts are on lesson plans. Are they beneficial? Why should we use them? Something that I've heard about more regularly recently is that they will ask you how you know if your lessons and the activities you have provided your students are culturally relevant. And this is a fantastic question. So be sure that you're doing your research ahead of time for how you can answer this question and to ensure that you are making lessons and activities that are culturally relevant. Another question may also be about your ongoing training. They will want to find out if you're willing to continue to learn. What training have you attended? Do you watch any webinars? This will help them see how interested and involved you are within your field and if you're willing to continue to grow and develop. This is a great time for you to talk about training opportunities that you've been on, webinars you've attended, online training, any professional books that you've read and found helpful. And if you're looking for an online training course that is perfect for autism and special education teachers, check out the link for our online training in the show notes that covers a huge range of training and skills, and these will help you to stand out to your interview panel. One of the most important questions that is most likely to come up in your interview is about IEPs. Don't overstress yourself with IEP questions. Talk about what you know, and again, draw on your personal experience with IEPs. First, talk about what an IEP is and why you think it's beneficial for your students to have. Lead this into how you write IEPs. This is the perfect chance for you to talk about understanding the needs, goals, strengths, and weaknesses of individual students and how you can use these to write IEPs. This is a fantastic opportunity for you to talk about how you'll be able to use IEPs in a general education setting. How can you support general education teachers and what adaptations you'll make to suit the environment? Leading on from IEPs, you may get a question about assessments. What do you know about assessments? What are your experiences with different types of assessments? Again, draw on your personal experience here. Talk about the benefits of assessments and what ways that you carry them out. IEP meetings are a huge part of our role as special education teachers. And this is something you're probably going to be asked about because this is a really important part of your job. The interview panel will most likely want to know about the way that you conduct IEP meetings. How do you keep these meetings positive and professional? How do you manage conflict and disagreements? What if a family member became upset? If you want to find out more about how to run a successful, positive and professional IEP meeting, head back through our podcast episodes. We have a whole episode devoted to this with my guest Brandy Rosen, who is a specialist for IEPs, and I'll link that in the show notes for you as well. You may also be asked, what would you do if a student has not progressed on their IEP goals for a quarter or two? Be prepared for this and get some ideas in mind so it's not just sprung on you. Make sure you're following the training and experience you have in this area. Being prepared is key. You could talk about researching other ways of teaching the skill to find other approaches. Maybe the current approach isn't the best one to use for that student. You could say that the data that you collect would allow you to see this before the end of a quarter so that you can adapt as you work with the student on this so it doesn't get to the end of a quarter with no progress. And moving from IEPs can often be an opener for asking questions about data. We all know how important data is in our field and in all different areas. So this is probably a very likely question to come up. So you want to make sure you've prepared for it. It could be as simple as, what types of data do you tend to use in your classroom? What data do you find most beneficial to record? How do you record it? What do you do with it once you've recorded it? Do you put it into action? Do you use it to set targets? We don't want to take endless amounts of data and then just store it away and never use it. We need to make sure we're taking relevant data that can help us. Be sure to draw on yourself and your experience here. Talk about the types of data that you like to record and why. How do you use this data? Do you use this data for your lesson planning, your IEPs, your classroom management strategies? Do you share data with anyone? Like if you have a student displaying challenging behaviours, what data would you share with a behaviour therapist? You may be applying for a special education position that's actually in a general education school. And this will mean being around general education classrooms and teachers. And this is a huge window for a variety of different questions that you may be asked. You may be asked, how will you help to spread awareness of your students with other teachers and students in the school? Or how will you work with general education teachers in the school? What ways do you intend to help your students interact and be more involved within the whole school setting rather than being excluded to just your classroom? For this, again, talking about how you're a team player and that you like to work as a team and build professional relationships is a great starting point. Also, talk about how you can work with general education teachers to help them learn about different strategies that can help with their students as well. You can also talk about ways that you intend to integrate your students within the whole school setting, attending whole school events, what strategies you'll put into place to help these be successful. It could even be, will you go into general education classrooms and do a session to help them become more aware of the different disabilities that people may have? And this can help spread awareness for the students in your classroom as well. A question that can catch people off guard is about describing a challenging experience you have had with general education teachers in the past. And don't be afraid to be honest here. Talk about the situation and then talk about what you learned from that situation. What did you work on and improve to ensure that you have learned from that situation and how you would handle it differently in the future? And talking of challenges, another challenge they may ask you about is with a student. What challenges have you had with the student in the past? How did you manage it? And again, talk about this open and honestly. What type of supports did you provide the student? How did you rise to the challenge? Did you work with others to help the student? Did something go wrong? Do you feel like you didn't handle it the best that you could? What happened after the challenge? What did you learn from it? Did you see any successes? You may also be questioned about your strengths and weaknesses. Being able to identify your weaknesses is a very strong show of who you are to the interview panel. You can talk about a weakness and then discuss ways that you work on this weakness to improve it, to ensure that you're always providing the best for your students. This is also a great point for you to bring up that you can use this with your students as well, to show them that we all have targets that we're working on. And then be sure to talk about your strengths. How do these strengths make you a better teacher? How can you use these strengths to help others in your area so that you're able to share and work on professional development with other members of staff? Your interview panel may also ask what your goals are. Do you intend to specialise as a special needs teacher? Do you want to progress up the ladder and become a team leader? Be open and honest. Talk about what your current plans and goals are and how you feel that these make you a better teacher. A common question to ask about is your teaching style. This is your opportunity to stand out from all those other candidates who are being interviewed. What makes you unique? How do you best serve your students? What do you bring to the classroom to make it exciting, engaging, different, and safe for your students? You may also be asked about why you chose to have a career in special education. Why not general education? Talk about your why. If you don't know why, sit down and think it through. Write down all the things that make you happy with your job and why you love to do it. Use these for your answer. It could be because you enjoy working with students in different, engaging ways to help them reach their goals. You love to be a part of students' progress. You like to help others. Another huge question that is really important you get right is about parents. Within our field of special education, we will most likely need to communicate with our students' families on a daily basis. It's really important that we have those positive and professional relationships to ensure that you have consistent communication, which is really beneficial for your students. Again, draw on personal experience. Are you seeing a pattern yet? Drawing on personal experience is perfect for every answer. Talk about how you like to communicate with parents. How do you differentiate this to suit different families? Talk about when you've had a difficult situation with a family, or if you had a conflict that needed resolving. How did you handle this? You may be asked a question like, how would you handle an upset parent who confronts you either in person or through a phone call or email? What are the steps that you would take to handle the situation? This is where I think it's really important that we go back to the first step we discussed in this episode of making sure to do the research into the school. Find out the way that they run their school. What sort of policies do they have in place for this? You want to make sure that you're hitting all those key things that they talk about in those policies. Classroom management is really important to ensure your classroom is a safe, engaging and welcoming environment for all of your students. So one question may be about the structure of your classroom management. What strategies have you used in the past? Did they work well? Did you have a strategy that didn't work? How did you change and improve this? What did you learn from it? What types of classroom management do you intend to use going forward? And again, be sure to link this to the philosophy of the school. From classroom management, this is usually a lead for some behaviour questions. So for example, you may be asked, how would you manage or deal with a student who refuses to complete their work? Talk about your experience, what strategies you would put into place. Would you use a reward system, positive reinforcement? This is a great way for them to find out more about the type of person you are, as well as the type of teacher. And having students refuse to work is a real common occurrence in our field, so it's very important how you answer this. If this is an interview for your first teaching job, they may ask you about your student teaching. Be honest and talk about it. How did you find student teaching? What struggles did you experience? What was the most valuable thing you learned from your student teaching? And how did it help you become the person and teacher you are today? Another question may also be about the current issues in special education. For this, I just really recommend that you keep up with all the news, what is going on, in order to keep up with any current issues. You can also set a Google alert for certain keywords like special education, and you'll get an email every day when new things come up under this keyword, so that ensures you really are keeping up to date with all things that are currently going on. Child protection is a very, very important question that needs answering in a delicate and professional way. Ensure you are up to date with everything for child protection so that you can show how knowledgeable you are with this. You may be given a scenario or a situation. For example, you may be asked, what would you do if a student was coming into school and had started to wet themselves or soil themselves on a daily basis, and this has never been an issue before? Or you may be asked, what would you do if you noticed a bruise on a child's arm that looked like fingerprints? Child protection is a huge and very important part of our job, so you need to ensure you're answering this one as perfect as possible, especially when you're working with children who are much more vulnerable. This is going to differ around the world, so just ensure you're up to date with the regulations and training for the school, city, and country that you're in. And finally, one of the hardest questions that I find is, why do you think you are the right candidate for this job? Now, think back to the beginning of this podcast when we discussed looking into and researching the school that you're applying for. Bring up things that you know the school like. Talk about things like you have seen how community-orientated the school is and you really like this, or the ways that they adapt their curriculum, how open and supportive they are with families and parents. All of these things not only tell your interview panel about why you think you should get the job, but you're also sharing the fact that you've taken time to look into the school, and this shows them how interested you are. There is usually the opportunity at the end for you to ask the interview panel a question. Have you ever sat there where they've asked, do you have any questions for us? And you panic because you can't think of anything, so you just say no. And then later on, you regret it because you just weren't prepared for the question. Probably because it's something a lot of us really struggle with. So I'm going to share some questions that you could ask to find out more about the position, the school, the management team, and also to show how interested you are. First, ask if there's a buddy or mentor program at the school. Is there someone you can buddy with to help introduce you to the school, get you settled, and be someone dedicated that you can go to if you need help with anything? What type of training do you offer? Is there availability for professional development opportunities? What are some ways that management support the staff in the school? You are going to want to know if you're getting yourself into a supportive school, so this is beneficial, and it's intriguing to see what answers they give back. IEPs. Who schedules IEP meetings? And how are these communicated with you and your families? Who attends IEP meetings? Is there anything specific you need to know about IEPs with that school? You can also ask about the curriculum that they use if you were unable to find out about it on their website, as well as how big will your caseload be, how many assistants you would have in a team, and one of the most important parts, what are the next steps in the interview process if they have not been communicated with you yet? This way you know what to expect. Wow, that podcast episode sure did turn into a long one. There is so much to talk about for this topic and I could keep on going. What I will say is that for some questions, there's not actually a right or wrong answer. There's room for a variety of different answers. but it's your experience and creativity that will help you to stand out from other candidates. A lot of people also like to fetch portfolios to interviews to be able to showcase yourself. This is great. Put things in here like lesson plans, materials, and anything that you think makes you stand out as a teacher. It's also important to bear in mind that a lot of the questions may be geared to that individual school or the classroom that the job is for. As part of this process, you may also be given a tour of the school. Ask questions, show how interested you are, look around you so that the team can see how interested you are in the school, and this will all show you in a good light. If you have an upcoming interview, I am wishing you all the luck in the world that this is a successful and positive process for you. If you have any questions that I could help with, please don't hesitate to reach out to me and send me an email or contact me on social media. I would love to try and help you out. Thank you for tuning in to another podcast episode. I hope you found this helpful and full of information that you can put into practice for future interviews. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.